Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So, apparently in our discussion a few minutes ago about devices that listen in on you, a caller called in and said that twice during our discussion, her Alexa or her Google Home went off twice.
Because I said, hey, and it went.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Somebody's listening. Let's put it that way.
It's a new game we can play with everybody's devices.
Let's check in with Cassie, please. Cassie Smedley joining us this morning. Cassie, we're having a discussion about whether or not we're just, you know, completely giving up all of our privacy by bringing some of these devices into our home. And apparently they're even listening to the radio these days.
Well, that's nice. Actually, it's really funny. I was just saying to my fiance, I was like, we should do less of just having our phones and bring in the Google Home. And so that in the morning we have that as our alarm clock. He's like, you just added more devices. I don't think that's the right thing. No, like, oh,
that's
okay.
A conversation a lot of people are going to have this holiday season. I'm sure.
Getting warped by them.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So here I am watching President of the United States in NATO leading trying to get NATO nations to contribute more to their own defense. And in the meantime, the small-minded folks on the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler specifically, will stage another impeachment sham hearing today in Washington, D.C. I think Americans are getting tired of this, Cassie.
Oh, I know they are. We see that in the polling, and we see that in their responses to this. And today it's going to be great. It's going to be a side-by-side. You know, the Judiciary hearing starts at 10 Eastern, and then the president's doing a press conference just a few minutes later with another NATO leader. And you're going to see this side by side, and I'll be curious which stations take which. But you're going to see the president of the United States. I mean, yesterday he spoke in front of the press for over 2 hours, and it was him putting these NATO leaders' feet to the fire, talking very candidly, very openly. These weren't just rehearsed pleasantries and then off they go. These were pretty in-depth side-by-sides where he said, you know, they're doing more. We want them to do even more. And I think it's great for the American people to see that our president doesn't just go over there and glad hand and enjoy cocktail hour with these leaders. But he says, this is our moment to make sure that you're doing your fair share and we're not just carrying the load for everybody.
Well, let's let my listeners hear it in case they didn't, because Macron, to some extent, is just like Nancy Pelosi and the Senate leader. They don't want to do this in front of the cameras. Let's not do this in front of the cameras. Let's have our conversations offline. Listen to what President Trump doesn't play that game. Go to cut 18.
Don't make any mistake. Your number one problem are not the foreign fighters. This is the ISIS fighters in the region. And you have more and more of these fighters due to the situation today.
This is why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard, and that's okay.
See, Donald Trump, he just calls him out. He's asking Macron, hey, if you want to take back some ISIS fighters, because we've captured them, and you don't want them back all of a sudden.
That's right, and then Macron says, well, in all seriousness, the president is being serious, but I think the president's saying, listen, you're talking about me spending taxpayer dollars over here on you and your country that's got to get some things in order. I'm going to do that conversation in public. I'm going to have that out here so that everybody can see what's really going on, because for too long it's been, well, they're our friends, so we're just going to continue to do this. And they are our friends. But sometimes you got to, I was talking with a friend the other day, this is like your friend who always picks up the dinner bill and then comes to you one day and says, you know what, why don't you pay for your meal tonight and I'll pay for mine? And he gets all upset with you.
Yeah.
And that kind of seems to be what's going on here. But I think it's great to have out in front. And again, that side-by-side today of House Judiciary bringing in not fact witnesses, not anybody who has any direct contact with the president or the administration or the Ukraine call, but some liberal lawyers who have spent any amount of time tweeting about their disdain for this president and their desire to impeach him. that's who we're going to be hearing from in the Judiciary Committee today, while the president again goes out and defends the use of American taxpayer dollars.
Well, but people are tired of that, and I think they're going to see through it. You know what? Any comments on Kamala Harris dropping from the race? Because I made this comment earlier. She checked just about every box for the politically correct left, and yet she got no support. And my argument is it's because the left doesn't understand what Americans need these days out of the leadership of this country.
I think that's exactly right. And that's it. Again, side by side with Donald Trump, for any of these candidates, you have Kamala Harris who said, how many boxes can I check? And therefore, that should be enough, versus what do the American people really want and need and desire and out of their president? And that's what you're getting from Donald Trump, who, again, is not going out with poll-tested scripts. He's just talking how it is. And that's something that no one on the Democrat side can seem to figure out how to do or can do. But Kamala, she just never caught fire. I think all of her efforts to play to the camera while she was in her Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, the confirmation hearings of Kavanaugh and Barr, did not go over well. These were clearly attempts to have made for TV moments, and they were not authentic. Yeah. And again, I think what we're craving most now is this authenticity. And love him or hate him, we all agree we get authenticity from President Trump. We know where he stands. We know what he's doing. And there's just no one on the Democrat side right now who can offer that. Not even Bernie, I would say, because the rest of them are so caught up in what a poll or a consultant tells them they should be talking about.
Boy, that is the truth. And then, of course, there's Joe Biden.
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
It's a gaffe a day. Cassie, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.